Hi, welcome to the BAFTA nominated overview. It actually comes in the weekend. I think the BAFTAs have just happened, haven't they? Yeah, they have, haven't they, Neil?
I don't know. I'm not on top of the BAFTAs. Yeah, well, I never get nominated.
We were nominated in the category of things, the overview things category. We didn't make it this time. There were awards for Amanda Land and Catherine Parkinson. I like both of those people, so I'm happy to be behind them in the BAFTA awards. Mark Davis, you're an actor.
Is that true? Yes. When people allow me to act.
Okay, did you win any BAFTAs this weekend?
Not this time.
See, even you didn't win any BAFTAs, and we didn't win any BAFTAs. Beth, did you win any BAFTAs?
I didn't, unfortunately.
No BAFTAs for
you. It's always next year.
No BAFTAs for you, Neil.
I'm not whatsoever. I didn't even know it was happening.
No, you didn't, did you? You weren't invited, mate.
I was not invited. The Academy. The invite from the Academy must have got lost in the post.
It got lost in the post, as did Liverpool's ability to play football over the last two games since we last did an overview show. Last time we I don't know if you've listened to any of these, Mark. I mean, why would you?
But I have.
Yes. Well, we actually so shoehorned in an overview show last time. We covered all of two Liverpool fixtures, which were Man United. I've forgotten so long ago. Man U and Chelsea. We sort of predicted, like, I think most people sort of optimistically thought we might get 4 points out of that. We got a crappy old one.
Yeah.
How would you overview the last two shows if you could overview them now, which you can?
How would I overview the shows?
No, the games. Sorry.
Crap. to use your word.
Shit sandwich.
It absolutely has not been good. I think the most worrying aspect of the whole thing is these have been two games where they've had a week to prepare.
Yeah.
They've had a full week's training, which the manager has often used as, I don't want to say an excuse, but certainly something that he would bring up to sort of counter the criticism, saying, well, you know, we pretty much play, recover. So it's quite difficult to work on things mid-season. And then all of a sudden he has some time.
Mm.
And it's still not looking great.
Yeah, all managers say, God, wait till you see us when we don't play two games a week. Just watch us go. You know, it doesn't always happen. I don't know, Beth. It was the last two, I think, were... There were times in the last two which it felt like some of the worst of the season. That's probably just a recency bias. I mean, certainly with Chelsea, I don't know how many minutes in that football match, they thoroughly dominated us on our own ground and made us look very, very poor to mediocre side. And Man United had it most of their own way for the first half in Old Trafford before we woke up. One thing we'd spoken about, I think, on the last show is... Look, before the last two, Liverpool won six out of their last nine in the league. There's a chance to go out on a bit of a high. Mm. You know, and if the current regime is to stay in place, that was an important psychological thing that needed to happen. It looks like there's no real way of going out on a high now.